Welcome everyone to day 7 of the King is Coming Advent Devotional. Let's grab our star block and get started. Today we have Mandy Kwan with us. Welcome, Mandy.
Oh, thanks for having me. Hi, Sam.
Hi, Mandy. I'm glad you're able to join us. So everyone, you can follow along with your devotional book or sit back and listen about today's devotional, Free at Last.
Abraham had a son named Isaac, and Isaac had a son named Jacob, and Jacob had a son named Joseph, who saved God's people from famine by bringing them to Egypt. When the famine was over, Joseph and his brothers didn't follow God out of Egypt. Neither did their children, or their children's children, or their children's children's children. And even though God's family was now bigger than ever, they were about to be in trouble because a new king began to rule in Egypt. This king was very mean to God's people. He made them his slaves. All day long, they worked. They didn't get snack breaks or time to play or anything. God's people felt alone and crushed, so they cried out to God, "Where are you? We need you." God heard their cries. God saw their trouble, and God's heart was breaking over all of it, especially how God's people felt all alone. He would find a way to be with them again. God picked a man named Moses to rescue his people. Moses knew all about their slavery, but he had tried to rescue God's people once before, and it hadn't worked. So he had given up. Now he was out in the wilderness watching sheep instead. Until one day, he walked by a bush. Not any old bush, mind you, but a bush that was on fire and didn't burn up. When Moses got closer, God started talking to him. "I know my people are suffering and alone," he said. "I hear their cries. I see their chains. Their slavery ends now." Moses thought that was good news, but he wasn't sure what he had to do with it. Then God said, "Moses, you're going to be the one to tell Pharaoh, the king of Egypt. You're going to say, 'Let my people go.'" Moses was scared. Pharaoh could hurt him, even kill him. God knew Moses was scared, so he gave him an important promise. "I'll be with you the whole time." So Moses told Pharaoh everything God had said. Pharaoh didn't want to let God's people go at first. But then, God started sending Pharaoh horrible plagues. God turned the Nile River into blood. But Pharaoh didn't listen. So God sent more plagues. He made frogs cover the land. After that, he sent gnats to cover the frogs. And after that, sickness and horrible boils and huge hailstones and a storm of locusts. Then a terrible darkness all day long. And still, Pharaoh didn't listen. God used Moses to warn Pharaoh about the last plague. "Let God's people go, or the firstborn son in every family will die." God also used Moses to warn God's people. "Listen closely. Every family needs to take a lamb. Kill it and put its blood on your doorposts. That way, when God visits tonight, he'll see the blood and pass over your house." Sure enough, that night, many people died, including Pharaoh's own son. Finally, Pharaoh told God's people, "You aren't my slaves anymore. Go." God's people were free at last. For years to come, even when it was hard, even when they wandered in the wilderness, even when they weren't sure what was going to happen next, they remembered how God had saved them from slavery in Egypt. But as the years went on and on, people stopped remembering. They had plenty of reasons to remember, but they thought about other things instead. They thought about how strong they were now and how they didn't want to be in the wilderness anymore. They even started to miss Egypt. It led them back to the same old problem. God couldn't remain. Sin drove him away. So Moses and God's people began to hope and pray. God, will you come back to stay?
Great. Thank you so much, Mandy, for your reading. You can hear that God did amazing things to free his people from slavery in Egypt, but they forgot and turned back to sin. So, Mandy, how do you remember the amazing things God does for you?
Well, I think one way to remember something is to tell other people about it. So, if you know, when God does something amazing, I want to tell other people about it. I want to tell my children about it so that they will know. And I think the more I say it, the more I'll remember it. So definitely telling others about it and telling myself. So again and again.
Great. Great. Thanks, Mandy. Awesome.
Mandy, thank you for coming on our show today. I'm glad you were able to come. Let us pick up day 7's block and turn it to reveal a burning bush. And we can place the star block on top of that. Let me close in a word of prayer. God, you are amazing. And everything you have done, you do for a reason. You saved the people of Israel, and you have saved us. Let us not forget that. In Jesus' name I pray, amen.
Amen.
Join us again tomorrow when we find out about a new home for God's people. And don't forget,
The king is coming. God, won't you come back to stay? God, will you come back to stay? God, will you come back to stay? God couldn't remain. The sin drove him away. God So Moses and God's people began to hope and to pray. So Moses and God's people began to hope and to pray. God, will you come back to stay? God, will you come back to stay?
This devotional is provided by the creators of Advent Blocks, or the Blockheads as they like to call themselves. You can learn more about Advent Blocks at adventblocks.com. Thanks for joining us.